Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all listeners round the world, here I am again, John Edmund, podcasting to you from the Bushveld of South Africa. This week I'll be talking more about the songs on my new album called Eco Cry for the Planet. As I said in a previous podcast, the album focuses on the pressures put on our planet and all the living things that live in it. Due to climate change, this is happening. In a previous podcast, I spoke about the persecution of the leopard and the pangolin. And on this album, I've included songs about the plight of these two animals. Ingwe Beautiful Loner for the leopard and Stand for the Pangolin for the pangolin. But just as a refresher, here is a recap on the leopard. In most southern African languages, the name for a leopard is a word called ingwe or inkwe or a similar sounding word spelt differently. This song is derived from a poem I wrote for a leopard protection group to be published in their journal stroke newsletter in 2010. This beautiful animal is a survivor and is still persecuted as it has been for centuries. Leopard skins were much in demand in Africa and around the world. Leopards can live in any habitats, but numbers of these nocturnal, solitary, ambush predators are declining. The leopard is the biggest cat that climbs trees, but is the smallest of the big cats. It's not one of the big five for nothing. Its name comes from the Greek word leopardus, and is a combo of lion, leon, and panther, pardus, hence leopard. They are classified as near threatened by IUCN, International Union for Conservation of Nature. Leopards occur in Africa, Arabia, China, the Himalayas, India, Southwest Asia, Sri Lanka, Turkey, and Java. They are very good swimmers and their forelimbs are stronger than that of a lion. The spots on a leopard's face are unique, like fingerprints on a human. They are known to kill crocodiles and almost any small or medium-sized game. Their call is a rasping sound like somebody sawing wood. This magnificent cat can take its own body weight into a tree to protect it from vultures and other predators. You see, a vulture has difficulty feeding on a carcass when it is in a tree. It prefers it to be on the ground. And what about the cheetah? Why did the cheetah cry? And why has it got those dark, crying lines down its face? Well, I'll tell you now. The cheetah is classed as one of the big cats. The name cheetah comes from the Hindi word cheetah, meaning the spotted one. A cheetah has spots, and a leopard actually has rosettes rather than round spots. Most cats have retractable claws, but the cheetah does not. Although this hampers its tree climbing ability, it favors its ability to run, and run it can, because it can run at the speed of 96 kilometers per hour. It's the fastest animal on earth. Well, 96 kilometers per hour is 60 miles an hour. In 30 seconds, its acceleration from a standing start is faster than any sports car. Unlike most cats, cheetahs hunt by day, outrunning their prey and pulling it down. They are not scavengers and only eat freshly killed prey, making them very unpopular with stock and game farmers. Their prey can be as big as young wildebeest or fairly large buck. Warthogs, rabbits, and birds are also part of their diet. These magnificent beasts are found in grasslands, scrub forests, and savannas, mainly in Africa, but also in central Iran. Unfortunately, due to habitat loss and persecution, they are on the endangered list. Because of their non-violent attitude towards humans, they are easily tamed and make good pets. Through the centuries, they've been tamed by pharaohs and sheikhs, and were used for hunting as well as being a token of wealth and status. A dominant feature of the cheetah, apart from its slender athletic build, as I said, are its beautiful dark golden eyes and black teardrop streaks down its face. I've included a folklore story and a factual reason that they have these markings. Folklore has it that a cheetah mother's cubs were stolen, and she cried so bitterly that the tears made dark streaks down her face. She was elated when the cubs were returned, and from that day on, every cheetah cub that was born had dark streaks down its face. However, those dark streaks are nature's way of protecting the eyes from the glare of the sun. Actually, some American football players have emulated the cheetah and paint dark stripes under the eyes to reduce the glare when catching a ball. Now, the tiger is reputed to be the biggest of the big cats. And there is a song about this endangered feline giant that I wrote many years ago, and I've included it on this album. The song's called Tiger Tiger. Well, tigers occur from eastern Russia and Siberia through China and North Korea down to Indonesia and up through India. They are the biggest of the big cats and are endangered. They have been ruthlessly hunted for several reasons. Their habitat and natural prey have been destroyed by humans. And as a result of this, tigers have resorted to be man-eaters. This spectacular, beautiful, yet dangerous animal was also persecuted with firearms by egotistical colonial hunters for trophies to hang on their walls. Tiger images have been used on all sorts of products, from food to medicine, depicting power, energy, and healing. Actually, the Esso Petroleum Company's buzzwords were "Tiger in the Tank." I hope some of you remember that. I've got a tiger in my tank. And as a novel advertisement, mock tiger tails were displayed hanging out of motor vehicle fuel tanks. I actually had one myself. More than 60% of surviving tigers are in captivity, and less than 40% are in the free range. The blue-eyed Siberian tiger and the black tiger are probably the most endangered of them all. With royalties from my songs in the past, I have supplied the great organizations that have lobbied for the protection of the likes of the rhino and elephant. And now I'm supporting an organization called Scales that is working on the plight of the pangolin with the song Stand for the Pangolin. Back in August, I recorded a single song called Stand for the Pangolin, and the proceeds from downloads will go to the Scales Protection Organization. In my podcast back in August, I also gave a description of this little animal. This month, I also did a live performance in Hoedspruit, and the entrance fees also went to the Scales Organization. This song is now available on the Eco Cry for the Planet album. Well, that's it, folks, for this week, and more interesting facts next week to tell you more about Eco Cry for the Planet. Again, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep an eye on my website, and should you want to buy this album for downloads, it's available from most popular platforms, and even here in South Africa from buymusic.co.za. Till then, folks, from me it's so long. Tot ziens, auf Wiedersehen, au revoir, salagashle, and slakanaka.